Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is December 20th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight I'm going to provide a situation update, and I'm going to talk about everything that's been happening recently and why we have so much to be excited about and grateful for despite the negative optics, which we have come to understand are intended to awaken as many people as possible before the hammer actually drops. And I'm going to get into a number of different ways in which that might happen, including analysis of a potential second pandemic. But I'll dig into that a little bit later. Now, certainly all of us in the Patriot community are paying very close attention to the Brunson case. You'll recall that I did an entire show on this topic not too long ago, and I talked about the central question of immunity and whether or not this jives with Article 5 of the Constitution. And that's ultimately the question that this case is going to consider if it moves past conference, which is scheduled for, of all dates, January 6th, 2023. And speaking of that notorious date, the January 6th Star Chamber Committee recently announced, as you all know, that they are considering asking the DOJ to pursue criminal charges against Trump. So is the arrest going to happen? I do believe so. What the trigger is going to be is anyone's guess. But somehow, I don't think that they're setting all of this up just to let Trump off the hook. And also remember that a Trump arrest could very likely lead to military action to quell civil unrest in response. And that may be the White Hat strategy in order to assert military control. And if Trump is arrested, it would enable more evidence against the deep state to be formally introduced into legal proceedings. So is this a Mexican standoff of sorts over Epstein and the Hunter Biden laptop? Or do the White Hats plan to use the Trump card when the cabal decides to make their move? One way or another, the truth is going to come out, regardless of the sequence of events. We all know that. But it's very likely that both sides are positioning themselves with their fingers on the trigger, so to speak, trying to anticipate each other's moves. And when one side moves to make an arrest, we're going to see all hell break loose. And I still think that that's a very likely scenario. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has indicated that they are of a very different mindset than what a cabal-controlled court would look like. Now, that's not a guarantee that they're going to accept this case or that they're going to rule favorably, even if they decide to accept the case. But it certainly is interesting to consider the zeal with which they sought this case out and the possibility that they're using this, to extend the metaphor that I introduced a moment ago, as a sort of loaded gun to point back at a hostile Congress after reversing the Roe versus Wade decision. And this is something that Juan O'Savin has talked extensively about. So obviously, we'll be keeping a very close eye on this case. But it has captured the interest of the Patriot community. I just saw today, or was it yesterday, that more than 12,000 letters of support have already been received by the Brunson brothers. And I do imagine that many folks are also offering whatever financial support they can in the event that this does go to trial and litigators are necessary. I mean, it's actually pretty amazing when you think about it that this entire case has made it this far, pro se, without any formal legal representation. And all that does is push me in the direction of believing that there is a strategy here that's being played out by the White Hats. Is this truly a wild card? Well, I'm not sure. But one way or another, there is no question that a favorable ruling in this case would represent the first domino and lead to mass arrests, as we've been expecting. Now, whether or not this specific case will be the linchpin, well, that's anybody's guess. But certainly it would represent an ideal opportunity for the Supreme Court of the United States to not only protect itself, but to intercede on behalf of the American people, and very likely mitigate, if not eliminate, the possibility of civil war, should justice be denied. The swamp is being drained, folks, albeit slowly, but it is happening. And it's not just the D.C. swamp, as we know. In fact, Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, just came out and used that exact phrase to describe the EU and this widening corruption scandal that was marked by the arrest of a member of the European Parliament on corruption charges. And he said, quote, "Many believe the strings could lead to the highest levels. It's time to drain the swamp here in Brussels," end quote. And of course, he was referring to the arrest of the Greek socialist VP of Parliament, Eva Kaili. So it's important for folks to recognize what's actually going on here. What's really happening is the dissolution of the European Union and NATO in real time. And we know that this is the direct result of the war in Ukraine and the rollout of gold-backed currency, which is really the rollout of Jisara in plain sight. But clearly, there is a lot going on right now, and there is a lot for us to celebrate. Q the Storm Rider put out some very interesting posts over the past few days, touching upon how all of these dots connect with one another. Not just today, but tracing back all the way throughout the lines of history. And one of his focal points was the Epstein client list. Now, folks know that Q has repeatedly made references to the Keystone in a number of different drops. And interestingly, the German translation for stone is Stein, as in Epstein, or Stein, depending on how you want to pronounce it. So could Q be referencing Epstein as the Keystone? Now, Q the Storm Rider explains that the Epstein family name traces way back to the 12th century and was eventually co-opted by the Khazarians after the original family basically became extinct in the 1500s. The family line died off. So in a quest for world domination, the German Rothschild family teamed up with U.S. elites. And what they decided to do was they were going to rob their own quote-unquote Jewish people. Except as we know, and we've talked about on multiple occasions, the Khazarians aren't really Jewish. And for those who may be listening who haven't heard this before, just understand that the Khazarians have always posed as Jews, given the ultimatum that was presented to them by the Russian Tsar back in, I believe it was, the 10th century, after the neighboring nations had become fed up with their devil worship. But that's who the Khazarians really are. They're devil worshipers posing as Jews. They're the Zionists. They're not the Israelites that the Bible speaks of. And this desire for world domination, of course, led to Albert Pike's Three World War strategy, but also is the genesis of this elaborate blackmail and extortion operation that would actually function as the invisible adhesive holding this worldwide conspiracy together, an operation that was run by Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Epstein is really a Khazarian, just like they all are, and he was handled by the Rothschilds. His client book is the string that will unravel the entire New World Order, this entire satanic network. And we also know that the World Economic Forum, Davos, and the UN, and all of their subsidiary organizations are desperately trying to prevent that string from being pulled. They're attempting to pass new censorship laws to prevent the disclosure of this specific issue, which is the elite control of human trafficking and pedophilia. And of course, we know how deep and dark and depraved that rabbit hole goes. So it stands to reason that both Q and Elon Musk, who I'm going to be getting into in some detail tonight, are referring to the same story as both the Keystone and the coup de grace. Maybe this is the Trump card that connects all the dots that lead to the bottom of the rabbit hole. What we're really dealing with here is the entire Nazi agenda that is actually the Khazarian mafia controlled by the Vatican Knights Templar. Their Third and Fourth Reich plan was to depopulate and consolidate control of the world's banking apparatus. That's really what this was all about, a process that began with the Knights Templar. They were the ones who installed the world's first banking system. And as it turns out, that's the very same system that we are fighting to extricate ourselves from. And by the way, on the topic of history, Q the Storm Rider also pointed out some fascinating information about Benjamin Franklin. Apparently, back in 1766, Benjamin Franklin traveled to Germany and Switzerland, the hub of the cabal, where he met with the elites of Europe who introduced him to adrenochrome and instructed him on how to harvest it. Fast forward to 1998, a team of excavators discovered more than 1,200 human bones in the basement of his former house. Well, it turns out, folks, that Franklin was a 33rd degree Mason, who in reality, according to Q the Storm Rider, was an adrenochrome dealer. And the mainstream media, when this story came out in 1998, tried to blame the discovery of these bones on a friend of Franklin's who was doing a cadaver study that somehow he wasn't aware of. Doesn't sound likely to me. But Q the Storm Rider claims that he was the main source of adrenochrome production for every major secret society in his day. How sick is it to think that our founders and people that we thought of as national heroes like Benjamin Franklin could possibly be so depraved? And this really underscores how deep and far and wide this conspiracy of the occult Satan worshipers actually goes. I don't know if this is all true about Benjamin Franklin. I'm just reporting what Q the Storm Rider put out there. But certainly it's very possible, given his connection with the Freemasons. And once this truth comes out, going back to Epstein, all of the historical dots and unanswered questions will be connected. And of course, this is happening on multiple different levels in relation to virtually every issue. We already know that the FDA turned a blind eye to the submission of fraudulent data on the COVID jab. And immediately after censoring Trump, the criminals at Twitter began aggressively censoring, you guessed it, medical disinformation. And we know that this was all coordinated behind the scenes between government and Silicon Valley. This is a major aspect of what Elon Musk is exposing to all the normies out there. And the disclosure is accelerating. He's posting about following the white rabbit, folks. We can't deny how huge this is. We've all come to understand that all of this data harvesting that's being quarterbacked by the CCP and being gathered through all of the smart devices and appliances, all of this is geared toward mapping society so that they can use censorship to consolidate control. And that's exactly what we've seen play out over the past couple of decades, which is why Trump came out and vowed to ban the feds from targeting misinformation, also known as government-directed censorship. So this is all being done, like I said, on the heels of the Twitter files exposure. which certainly indicates that Musk is coordinating with the White Hats. And we're going to get back into Elon in just a moment. Now, on the crypto front, we're continuing to track the FTX story, which certainly appears to be getting more interesting. Will Sam Bankman-Fried be suicided? That's what a lot of folks are wondering. And also the question of whether or not he's a White Hat asset who was offered a deal is also being floated as a possibility. Or perhaps he was hung out to dry by the deep state. Either way, in any event, it certainly does appear that the deep state is doing all they can to silence him after he appeared on multiple interviews during which he began to expose the money laundering scams, as well as many high-profile elites who are connected to this whole conspiracy. And amazingly, he was scheduled to testify in front of Congress, and the day before, he was arrested in the Bahamas. This was a pure panic move, possibly scripted by the White Hats, but definitely to underscore the desperation of the enemy to keep those strings from being pulled that will unravel their entire web of deception for the whole world to see. Now, the word is that Sam Bankman-Fried will be suicided in prison. And if this is what ends up happening, if that ends up being the narrative, I should say, it's pretty clear, at least to me, that he's going to be taken into custody by the White Hat Military Alliance, just like many others have, until the right time arrives, the exact moment to expose and take them all down. But the full story is going to expose the entire crypto connection to all of this nefarious activity, money laundering, human trafficking, and of course, the honeypotting blackmail practices of Jeffrey Epstein, which is going to tie him into the crypto puzzle. And it will also reveal McAfee's role in forcing the enemy to essentially take down the crypto industry to prevent the disclosure of what Space Force already has, McAfee's 32 terabytes. So no matter what direction you turn, with a discerning eye, you can see that the cabal is in panic mode as power is being returned to the people. Natural News reported that 19 states have launched investigations into BlackRock and Vanguard for embracing climate tyranny. And by the way, those two conglomerates own Big Pharma and, of course, the mainstream media. And interestingly, right on the heels of this, Vanguard came out and announced that they've decided to disassociate with the climate agenda. So if you're wondering which direction the wind is blowing, folks, that development should give you a pretty good idea. Notice that state-led investigations, not federal inquiries, are what is causing the disclosure to accelerate. Federal agency corruption is being exposed now that Trump and the White Hats have given power back to the people. And that power is being exercised all the way down to the local level. And that's exactly the way it needs to be. Ground up. The nefarious efforts by the two largest asset managers in the world to force America and the rest of the planet into these green energy scams, I do believe is part of the pantomime to expose to the general public what the military captured behind the scenes long ago. Remember that what we're watching is a scripted series of events to bring the public up to speed. And I do believe that it is working in the sense that it is forcing a consciousness shift to occur. A very interesting barometer of where we are right now is the simple fact that all of this criminality is coming to the surface. All that has remained hidden has progressively been brought into the light. The states and those in power suddenly are not afraid to assert their authority. If the White Hats weren't in control, do you really think that all of this information would be coming out, especially in such a coordinated fashion? The deep state still has the optics of the establishment, And they still have the optics of being in control because the mainstream media hasn't been fully taken down. But this is being allowed by the White Hats so that the enemy destroys themselves in real time in front of the people. However, once the critical moment arrives, when the MSM wheels are coming off, the plan is to fully and overtly seize control of the mainstream media and begin using the existing infrastructure to reverse course and tell the truth, starting with the military initiating the EBS before a full conversion to a new media is up and running. Although I expect that new anchors and new reporters have already been chosen to fill this void, I don't believe that the White Hats have left anything to chance. So the reality is, although the enemy still remains a threat on various different levels, we cannot deny that. The rise in the courage of patriots all over the world and the dwindling fear of the cabal is a major indicator of the sea change that is upon us. Putin has come out and publicly revealed that COVID was a part of the bioweapons program in Ukraine. And of course, this is ahead of the tribunals, which are scheduled for the summer of 2023. 6 months from now, folks. So there can be no question that what Elon Musk is doing is driving home that very same concept inside the consciousness of millions and millions of people out there on Twitter. Especially when he writes things like, Fauci funded gain-of-function research and killed millions of people. Not only is this causing fake Fauci, who on his way out claimed we're still in the middle of a pandemic, to panic and to lash out at Elon Musk as a part of this movie, but this statement was also put out as the cabal is planning for, or at the very least, trying to establish the narrative for another series of lockdowns. Now, on the topic of a second plandemic, there certainly is a lot to say. Just today, I was listening to SG Anon's most recent audio file, which broke down the entire possibility that we might be looking at moving forward. And he pointed out that the narrative preparation is well underway. And unfortunately, we're talking about a far more lethal pathogen release, or at least that's what he is talking about, according to his research and information. And certainly, we're seeing the CDC and the World Health Organization, they're all gearing up, they're all starting to beat the drum, beginning to warn everyone about the contained, or at least currently contained, outbreak in Uganda that could potentially mutate and cause another global pandemic. And apparently, there have been 114 confirmed cases, 55% of which were lethal. And this, by the way, is happening in the Sudan. Now, in general terms, folks, Ebola, as I'm sure most of you know, has a 70%+ lethality rate. So they're already talking about an experimental vaccine being needed to address this situation or this potential pandemic, and also to expect the possibility of lockdowns. And so naturally, this has everybody wondering whether they're going to push a mandatory vaccine and how the military is going to respond if this becomes a reality. Folks are struggling to make sense of this intel and questioning whether another pathogen will actually be released or whether it'll be some sort of CGI simulation. So it certainly does appear that the mainstream media is beginning to create this narrative, to beat this drum, like I said, talking about how respiratory mutation of Ebola could make it similar to COVID in terms of transmissibility. And of course, they're also already talking about using the PCR test to detect the pathogen. And also, they're tying it into their agenda to get us all away from eating meat. They're connecting it to hunting and the consumption of animal flesh. So it does appear as if they're gearing up for this second plandemic. So are we in for a dark winter? And would an Ebola outbreak shatter programming or strengthen it amongst the general population? Will it be a real outbreak, or will it be a simulation, if indeed this is what's coming, and we don't know? Well, folks, I happen to believe that if an Ebola pathogen is released, and it's a big if, that it will be a CGI simulation, simply because I don't see any scenario where the White Hats, quite frankly, escape accountability. Because if they're in a position to stop it, and they fail to act, that would constitute aiding and abetting a crime against humanity. And I just don't see them going down that road. Now, obviously, we've discussed many times White Hat or potential White Hat accountability for COVID, and specifically Trump's role in pushing people to get the jab. But in the context of Operation Warp Speed and interrupting the deep state agenda to keep us locked down for literally years, certainly a case can be made that it was the right decision. And also, in the case of COVID-19, which, by the way, has never been isolated or proven to actually exist, the real threat was the jab, which remained mostly voluntary due to emergency status, due to Operation Warp Speed, and what Trump did to prevent them from being able to legally require the vaccine. So in many ways, the risk was voluntary based upon your level of consciousness during the COVID era, if you want to call it that. However, if an actual lethal pathogen is released, that changes everything. All of us will be at risk. And again, Ebola has a 70% fatality rate, and it is highly transmissible. So this would be an attack on all of us, and I don't see any angle where that's justified. It would be far too high a cost. And then there's the question of whether or not it would accomplish the objective of waking people up. So I happen to think that there are two critical aspects to this scenario if it unfolds. First of all, it can only be a simulation. And second, it must be accompanied by simultaneous disclosure, if it's allowed to happen, even as a CGI-based false flag event. Because a real pathogen will cause a massive die-off if they release this out into the public. It will actually depopulate the world, and it will cause people, in my opinion, to go deeper into their fear and trauma-based program. We've seen that exact thing happen with COVID-19, if we're being honest. And obviously, COVID would be nothing in comparison to an actual Ebola outbreak. So if indeed this is the White Hat plan to allow a real pathogen release, then I don't think that they escape accountability when the military could have interceded and prevented it from happening. I mean, heck, why not initiate the EBS now if they know the deep state wants to do this and have the military reveal the plot to kill us all off? That certainly would be a scare event. And you could also argue it would be a near-death experience that was stopped just in time. But if they decide to go with a simulation of an outbreak of Ebola to generate the necessary scare event and justify the lockdown to initiate mass arrests, as well as force a mass awakening, then the pantomime must be accompanied by real disclosure near simultaneously in order to prevent the sleepers from going deeper into their programmed state and to risk those in the process of awakening right now to abandon the cause and revert back to their trauma-driven thinking and behavior. In other words, if they go the pantomime route, they can't delay disclosure any longer, and they must not allow periods of uncertainty and fear to persist long enough to play into the divide and conquer strategy and objectives of the enemy. Of course, there's also the possibility that this is a fog of war distraction, like we've seen time and again on this journey, to get us to focus our attention away from where the real action is taking place. Indeed, time will tell. But the release of an actual pathogen seems very unlikely to me, unless the White Hats lack the ability to prevent it, which I sincerely doubt at this stage of the war. So certainly we're going to be tracking any and all developments on this front as more information becomes available. But folks, timing is everything in this operation. So as Elon Musk continues to expose the truth, the cabal, in response, will continue to ratchet up their authoritarian censorship and control, attempting to criminalize sharing truthful information that will expose them. And by the way, that's part of the motivation to lock us down. But as Elon Musk is connecting the dots for the sheep on censorship and the truth about COVID, Trump comes out calling for a digital bill of rights and harsh legal punishment for collusion to stifle free speech. Everything is connected, folks. This web of corruption is so complex that it's taken a significant amount of time to unravel it in the public space. But there's no question that it's happening now at an accelerated pace. The White Hat strategy to dry up cabal revenue streams and adrenochrome sources has led to their attempt to launder more than $12 trillion all over the world within the past couple of years. And this is all an attempt to keep the bribery going that props up their system, which is failing everywhere. The White Hats knew the enemy would collapse crypto to prevent disclosure of McAfee's 32 terabytes from being released. They also knew that they were going to use crypto to launder much-needed cash to keep the corruption wheels greased. And again, all of this is coming out. They've been paying off medical institutions, governments, banks, everyone involved in the corruption using crypto-laundered money, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. The U.S. Treasury and the bond fraud is being exposed. The deep state can no longer pay the high interest rates, which have already led to the collapse of major financial institutions, albeit behind the scenes, but this has already happened, folks. And soon the trillions of missing funds will lead to a major financial meltdown, something else that we've been talking about and predicting for a very long time. And it's going to be tied directly to not only the pandemic, but also adrenochrome production, satanic ritual abuse, and industrial-scale human trafficking. So if they do go ahead with plans for another lockdown or false flag as a last-ditch effort to prevent the truth from coming out, it will be amidst an entirely different backdrop this time. With all the disclosure that's ramping up, it'll be evident to anyone out there who still has the capacity to awaken what's happening. The White Hat plan is to make it obvious to everyone that the cabal is the true enemy of the people, just as the tyranny is escalating to new levels. So it's absolutely crucial to remember who's in control here. We have to remember the reason that all of this disclosure is happening and the reason that Elon Musk took down Twitter. And that was in order to broaden the scope of human consciousness. And I thought it was very interesting that he released a poll asking whether or not he should step down. And initially, I thought this may have been a public awareness gauge by the White Hats, but now it appears that this may have also been to once again highlight the bots issue at Twitter. But I don't see Elon Musk stepping down. Or if he does, you can rest assured it's just optics. They might have another White Hat loyalist step in for tactical reasons, perhaps to put a new face on the disclosure that's about to happen. But you can be sure that Elon Musk isn't done. Intel suggests that he will eventually acquire not only Apple, but Google as well. So he is the chosen individual to use his vast resources to buy up big tech and expose it so that we, the people, will understand and support the idea of a digital bill of rights. Not only that, his Starlink infrastructure is being repurposed behind the scenes to run the QFS and to deliver healing frequencies. So good or bad, Musk is certainly fulfilling a role for the White Hats. And like virtually everyone else in this movement, there's been a significant amount of fog of war associated with Elon for tactical reasons. He's still pursuing his Neuralink brain chip agenda, at least on the surface. But I think that may be just optics, similar to Giorgia Meloni expressing support for Zelensky to game the enemy. Now, if people start getting brain chip implants at the mall, I'll have to reassess Musk's allegiances and true intentions. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a twist on Neuralink that people are not expecting. Could it be that Musk was tasked with exposing the transhuman agenda by rolling out these brain chips? Has all this been to make the enemy think that Musk was on their side? At the right time, will Elon Musk remove the camouflage and reveal the true agenda behind the deep state transhumanist plan? Time will tell. But one thing is for sure. If Musk is a white hat, there's a hidden plan to expose the AI agenda to overwrite consciousness that's in the works. And I suspect that that's exactly what's happening. I don't think exposing evil to the people while simultaneously seeking to permanently enslave us makes much sense. Like people have asked about Q in the past, why would they wake us up if they plan to kill us all off? And even if that was somehow his plan, to fool all of us into falling into the transhuman kill trap, there's no way that the White Hats, who are warning us to protect our DNA, will allow that to happen. So Elon is doing all of this to eliminate censorship, to promote sovereignty of the mind, which is hardly an agenda that's compatible with brain chips and mind control. It's also possible that Neuralink is either a cover company or has been repurposed to function as the public face of an initiative to heal the masses from the effects of the jab. Remember that most often it's who wields the tools that determine their role in the battle between good and evil. But like I said, unanswered questions aside, Elon Musk is just getting started. The Twitter files and the exposure that the JFK assassination directly benefited hundreds of organizations and ultimately thousands of individuals is having a massive ripple effect on the consciousness of humanity. The programming is beginning to break down inside the minds of billions of people. Although at this stage, for most, it's internal questioning that's based on the early stages of cognitive dissonance. And it will likely remain in this phase for a little while until a major shock event happens, whether it be in the form of disclosure or some type of planned event that will bring the world to a standstill so that full disclosure can happen. And by the way, on the topic of JFK and his assassination, Q the Storm Rider recently got into the various different reasons that his murder was ordered and who was involved. First of all, it's never been a secret amongst the military intelligence agencies of the world that the CIA murdered President Kennedy, nor has it been a secret as to who benefited from his death. But Kennedy was murdered for several reasons. The elites ordered his killing and Mossad was directly involved. It was authorized by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and George Bush Sr. was the individual who quarterbacked the planning and the extensive cover-up in the aftermath. So what were the reasons? Well, first of all, John F. Kennedy wanted to stop the Vietnam War, which would have cost the deep state hundreds of billions of dollars in lost investments in terms of military production and arms sales. And also, as we know, in relation to Nasara and Jassara, JFK wanted to end the Fed. He understood the central banking system and that the enemy were using fiat U.S. currency as a Ponzi scheme to dominate not just Americans, but the entire world. And through the control of currency, they effectively undermined the sovereignty of a nation. They used their predatory system to rob countries of their natural resources, to foment color revolutions, to control their leaders and install the leaders that they want, and of course, to have the country accept a permanent subservient position to the central bank as debt slaves, incapable of self-determination. And that's why JFK's executive order 11110 ended up being his death warrant. The cabal recognized that there would be no way to effectively turn the world's population into free-range slaves if they couldn't control the money supply. JFK and the White Hats knew all of this too well. What they didn't know, tragically, was the scope and the power of the enemy. And by the way, as most of you are aware, this was the very same reason for 9/11. It was to stop the rollout of Nasara and the planned audit of the Federal Reserve, which would have exposed their entire battle plan against humanity. And I happen to think that it's quite fitting that while Bush Sr. oversaw the culmination of the second coup against We the People with the JFK assassination, his son, George W., was the puppet who oversaw the third coup attempt by sitting at the helm while the 9/11 attacks were being perpetrated. The first coup against the United States was the Organic Act of 1871, which usurped the original constitutional republic and turned us into a corporation. And by the way, speaking of puppets, back in the 1960s, the cabal wanted a puppet in office that would advance their agenda, not work to deconstruct it. And that individual, of course, was Lyndon Johnson, who did exactly that by issuing executive orders that expanded the production of military weapons and fortified the deep state CIA operations that were ongoing and metastasizing like cancer all around the world. Now contrast that with what JFK sought to do. He publicly stated he wanted to smash the CIA into 1,000 pieces. He knew about and sought to declassify and deconstruct the Vatican Jesuit banking system and foreign-controlled intelligence agencies operating on our soil, working against the interests of the American people. JFK also knew about and sought to declassify information regarding non-terrestrials and deep underground military bases, as well as what's being hidden in Antarctica, a topic that I'll be doing a deep dive on with Brad Olson next week. And not only that, Kennedy intended to release suppressed technologies, much of which come from Nikola Tesla. He understood healing frequencies, and he was aware of the suppression of all of this technology to prevent humanity's ascension, which was supposed to happen in the 60s and 70s, but was derailed when our leader was assassinated. He planned to make all of this information public and truly restore power back to the people. That's how much was at stake when John Fitzgerald Kennedy was killed. And now, all of this information is coming out as Elon has taken the helm at Twitter. So due to the wide-ranging implications of his assassination and all that would be revealed in connection with his murder, Trump chose not to declassify until the mainstream media credibility was in free fall, as it is now. Musk was chosen as the vehicle given his general popularity with the normies. He was chosen for that reason to be a conduit for conveying this information to penetrate the consciousness of the masses. In addition, I'm told that the White Hats have some very high-level hidden assets that will emerge over the coming weeks and months to expand the disclosure and corroborate so much of what has already been released on Twitter. Meanwhile, it's also come out that Facebook employs over 100 people who were former high-level three-letter agency stooges. And so this information helps the normies connect the dots to discover where the real collusion is actually happening. And so amidst all of this, we continue to see the global financial and military realignments take shape. Putin met with the president of Belarus, Lukashenko, and recently he's prepared nuclear missiles for deployment, as we've talked about. Meanwhile, it's being reported that Germany has literally run out of munitions in their efforts to support Ukraine, which has left them without the ability to wage war for more than a couple of days. Not only that, we've also heard about joint naval drills between China and Russia. Moscow just yesterday claimed to have shot down an American-made missile over southern Russia. So obviously, this march toward war seems to be escalating on the surface. Now, while we don't know what the sequence of events will be, it's very likely that we will see everything continue to escalate simultaneously on multiple fronts in the very near future. As disclosure continues to accelerate and financial Armageddon looms, you can bet that we're going to see the cabal accelerate and escalate their false flag attempts to trigger civil and world war. But no matter what happens, remember that the White Hats remain in control, regardless of the optics. And while there will be more uncertainty and difficult times ahead, there is no question that we will achieve victory in the end. The cabal has entered their final death throes for all of the world to witness as we brace for the eye of the storm. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please hit that like button if you did. Make sure you take the time to follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, make sure you check out the links in the description. Check out patriotunderground.shop and pick up an item or two to support me. I've got great t-shirts on there. I'm getting wonderful reviews from all of the audience members who have purchased the items from patriotunderground.shop. People are sending me photos and spreading the love and awareness of the show. Thank you to everybody out there who has made that type of contribution and supported me financially. Thank you to all of my patrons. If you're interested in becoming a patron and getting first access to all of my newly released content, you can check out the link in the description. Thank you to all of my patrons out there. You guys are amazing. And finally, folks, before I sign off, I want to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for all of your household and personal products made right here in America. This is direct competition to the big box conglomerates that are owned by the cabal. They're all owned by Vanguard and BlackRock, folks. The two satanic companies that I talked about tonight. Do not give them your money. Shop with the good guys. Make the switch today. This is a no-brainer. Join the more than 2 million people who have already made the switch, including me and hundreds of members of my audience. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. Thank you for all of your love and your support. I love each and every one of you, and I'll be back soon. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.